If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. So I saw something on TV the other day, or was, I don't know, maybe it was YouTube. It was about a woman saying that, sorry, can't make the 8 o'clock meeting. I'm at the gym. You know, and it was just ragging on Gen Z. And the question is, are they right or are they wrong? You know, if all of a sudden we're talking about business is 9 to 5 and I'm at the gym at 8 o'clock and I could be at the office at 9 o'clock, am I doing something wrong? But am I expected to be at that 8 o'clock meeting every single week when all of a sudden you as a person are not getting any value out of it? Now, I'm not saying this is right or this is wrong. I'm saying we have a culture shift. When I was, you know, 20 years old, somebody told me you were at the 8 o'clock meeting. You were at the office at 8 o'clock. You were, you know, you had put a brand new suit on. Your tie was done up. Your shoes were polished. You got to the office. You were probably at the office at 7:45, and there's 15 or 20 of you all sitting there in a boardroom for your 8 o'clock meeting. And there was no ifs, ands, or buts. And if you didn't make your 8 o'clock meeting, you got called out publicly on this. Now, today, there's all sorts of pushback. There's all sorts of clapback. There's all sorts of people just sitting there going, sorry, no, work-life balance. And I don't know if they're right. I don't know if they're wrong. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if maybe they're smarter than we were. I don't know if they just don't want to work as hard. But I think this is something we got to gnaw on. Let's take at it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is a sticky wick, man.
Oh,
this
I know.
This is a sticky wick one. Because it can go, I'm ambivalent. I'm kind of both sides. Yep. Okay. We are of the Gen X generation. So we have Proudly. Had... the upbringing of you say what you will do, you're accountable and you work for the man. You work, and we are the last generation where it was a point of pride to stay at a company for 25 plus years and Absolutely. Be a company man, company woman, whatever you want to call it, right? Now, you're lucky if the average employee lasts longer than 3 years, like at an employment place, right? Good, bad, ugly, and different. That's not what we're arguing. I think, though, this is such a fascinating scenario that you presented, which is my question would be, okay, 8 a.m. meeting, is that when they are expected to work, if you're salaried or if hourly, right? There's that nuance.
Right.
And what's the context of this meeting? If it's just a status check of how you're doing, and that's the only time your management team has the ability to meet with you, you know, it's the only time you could talk to them. And it's only once a week. If it's every fracking day, it's okay. Well, then that means my assumption is I'm working 8 to 5 or right. whatever, if you want to think of it that way.
And then would you only work 8 to 4 in your mentality?
So here's where my mentality blurs the line, because I will work 12-hour days or more because
exactly.
I enjoy what I do now. I used to hate what I do now. I actually did enjoy what I did, but what I'm saying is I don't believe in the standard 8 to 5 working hour. Now, if there are certain jobs, roles that are timely, you physically need to be there, like, oh, you need to man and watch like the nuclear reactor. Like, yeah, you got to physically be there or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You got to be the person, not push the buttons or push the buttons. But if you have the ability to be flexible on your work schedule, I don't give a crap. Like, folks on my team, Here's the deadline that it needs to be done by. I don't care if you do it the night before, like a college student, as long as the quality of the work is still there, or if you do it throughout the day for 5, 10 minutes or an hour. I don't care. It as long as it gets done. And if I have to micromanage you, then that's a problem for me as a manager. So if I say, hey, if we can talk at 8 a.m., there better be a reason in my book. There should be a reason for it. Does that make sense? Like,
I agree.
It can't just be a, hey, check in. Otherwise, if they've always worked out at 8 a.m. and everyone knew that was their workout time, I will respect that, because I've also learned nothing in life is so urgent. You got to be at the exact same time. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I look at it from two different levels. Let's take it from the leadership point of view. Leadership point of view is it's becoming harder and harder to be a leader, especially with hybrid situation, with work from home, with all sorts of people that like to, some people like to work early, some people work too late. And leaders sit there and say, okay, how do I lead a team that works over a 15-hour or 18-hour day? You know, if I've got certain people that work at night and certain people work in the morning, I need some time I can bring everybody together. I need one time where I can sit there and say, hey, listen, we've got a problem. We need to work together. We need to figure this out. Whether it's on a Zoom call or Teams meeting or actually physically in person, that's a different story altogether. But you also have what you're saying is that we live in an asynchronous world. We live in a world where people are sitting there going, look, I just need to get my job done. Is the quality suffering? No. Is the client suffering? No. Or am I making quota? Yes. Am I exceeding quota? Yes. Is the work of great quality and are people happy with it? Yes. Then you're right. It shouldn't matter. If I'm a night owl and I like to work from, say, 11 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning, as long as it's on the desk at 8 o'clock in the morning when somebody needs it and the quality is there, it shouldn't make a difference. So we need to sit there and say, okay, the world has changed, the culture has changed, people have changed, technology has enabled this to happen. How do we, as teams, utilize the technology and utilize different forms of communication to make sure everybody knows what needs to happen when, and and not necessarily how, but why, and be able to make sure that things have, a good handoff from one to another, and we're not dealing with frustration, dealing with handoff issues, then we don't have a problem. But as soon as you start sitting there in a situation where it becomes chaos because no one's talking to each other, deadlines are being missed, product quality goes down, all that kind of stuff, then leadership needs to sit there and rein people in. But I think, as organizations, we need to sit there and say, are our people that we're hiring adults and can they do their job? Or are we hiring automatons that we feel that we need to micromanage? If we're hiring adults, treat them like adults, give them expectations, give them accountability. If they don't live up to expectation, that's when you drop the hammer. Until then, just say, look, you need to get this done by a certain time, and this is why, this is what we need from you. If it's happening, great. If it's not happening, that's when you're going to have a problem with me.
100%. I like, there's a reason why I don't have children, Ben. Okay. And it's because early on in my career, I had the opportunity to be a first line manager. And this is the quintessential, who was I talking with? I think it was Denise and Raquel on a show on, I think it was Raquel Flores's show. Mm-hmm. The Influencers Connection Corner, shout out Saturdays, bi-weekly, check it out. We were talking about, don't hire people or don't promote people just because they excel at the role that they are currently in and assume that they're going to make great managers.
Peter, right? Principle great at leaders. Work.
It is different skill sets.
Yes, it is.
And that is where I feel like, kind of where my brain is going out with that is, if you have a team that you bring on that maybe some certain individuals need a little bit more checkpoint checks, if you will, doesn't necessarily mean they're lesser than. It's just simply that's the way their brain functions. Then you just make mental notations as a leader to know, hey, this person functions a little bit better if you just say, hey, need this document on Tuesday, this document on Thursday, this document on Friday. But overall, everything should be done by Sunday kind of vibe, right? And others are just like, it's Sunday, see ya. right? I think the challenge now with this asynchronous lifestyle, and I love that term, asynchronous, is now leadership has to become more, I don't want to say forgiving, malleable to accept the different types of working, because it's the same regimented structure that we expected mm-hmm. everyone is not going to function today. And you're seeing the backlash now. You're seeing the Gen Zs who are now in the workforce, millennials. I keep saying it because it's funny and sad at the same time. They're pushing 40 yeah. and above now.
Yeah.
They're demanding that we accept that when they say their private time is scheduled for their me time and mental wellness time, they're not joking. They mean it. And it's,
no.
And we have to, I don't think it's such a bad day to say, you know what, I need a mental health day. The challenge on that would be if you have a lot of mental health days, that's a bigger red flag of something else going on. Either A, that person needs additional help. And as a company, what is it that they can support them on, right? Mm-hmm. To get in counseling or whatever. Or secondary, what the hell is going on in the company that you're creating mental health
right.
issues for that poor person, right? Well, so,
yeah. I think it comes down to, as I said before, accountability and expectations. Everybody needs to understand, okay, what do I expect of the people on my team? And what can people on my team expect of me? And it's got to go both ways. To sit there and say, no, I'm not, as a leader, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be available. If you work from 11 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning, no, I'm not going to be available for you to get in touch with me. You know, I don't care how many questions you have. You better be organized enough to get in touch with me before 5 o'clock, because as a leader, I get my time too. And just because you work at 11 o'clock at night doesn't mean as a leader need to be available to you.
That's true.
And if you're disorganized and if you don't have all the information and if your job and you don't do your job properly because you wait till 11 o'clock at night before you even open up the file and you do something wrong, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's on you for not being organized and not taking the time. So I think that expectations and accountability have to go both ways.
I'm right there.
And I think that if we do that, I think that we're going to have far better forms of communication, less stress in the office, less sick days, less, you know, stress days, whatever it is, because people are going to sit there and say, look, I'm already running 3 projects. I don't have time for a 4th project. You know, it says, I'm happy to take on the 4th project. Which of these 3 projects would you like me to drop off my calendar? You know, I'll take on number 4. If number 4 is really a priority, no problem. Which of these 3 do you want me to drop? And that needs to be a realistic conversation. To sit there and say that you can't just keep piling stuff on people's plates and think that there's not going to be a breaking point. And that goes, you know, for leadership, that goes for team members, that goes throughout the organization, that people are only capable of what they're capable of. You know, people should be pushed and people should be, you know, should be expected to do a reasonable amount of work. You know, there should be minimal requirements. But on the other hand, there has to be a situation where people sit there and go, you know what? No, I can't do that. It's just physically, or there's just not enough hours in the day.
That you just literally nailed it. I actually did an exercise for myself the other day, and I literally looked at my calendar. I had to cordon off times mm-hmm. for me to do things to ensure my deliverables would be prompt.
Yeah.
But I literally had to like update the way I did my calendar slightly different, where I color code my calendar anyway.
Yeah.
But I literally had colors that like irk me, like red.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew how to drop dead time. Like that has to be done now at this mm-hmm. point. I never done it quite like that before. And I gotta tell you, it's helped me. But what it also does is remind me of how little availability I have in the day. So when we all have people that want to pick our brains and whatnot, literally I have like maybe 45 minutes like that I can actually relax enough to give that person time mm-hmm. without me going, oh, like, you know, a psychiatrist, well, minutes up, deuces, get out. Like, yeah, you know.
That's right. Sally's coming in. You're out. Sorry. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, hey, I mean, I know you're deep regression crying right yeah. now, but you got 2 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I book 15 minutes before meetings and 15 minutes after that my clients never see. You know, I book 15 minutes on either side. People sit there going, why is our meeting starting at 3:15? Yeah. Well, just something in my calendar. That's the way it set itself up. You know, but that's why. That's why. Yeah. I mean, if you ever see weird times in my calendar, it's because I book 15 minutes before our meeting and 15 minutes after. So that way I have time to decompress, to write notes, to do a certain things that need to happen before I have to go on to my next meeting. Or else it could be 6 hours later and I'll have forgotten what I was supposed to do 6 hours earlier.
You're smart. I'm more mundane. I'm like, go potty. I just need to go potty.
And off you go.
I just need to go. That's, yeah, no, 100%. Oh my gosh.
So let's take a look at it that way. We all need to sit there and say, what is the way that we want to do work? And to sit there and say, just because we want to work that way, we may have to modify how we work as well, because it doesn't work with everybody else's. I mean, you can't, if everybody is all about me and not about we, nothing happens in companies. And then all of a sudden the company that you're working for ceases to exist and you're out of a job.
Yeah.
But we also need to sit there and realize we're important too. So it's all about the balance. So with that, I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. And if you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at yourbrandmarketing.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. So see you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.